This is RNIB Connect Radio and time to talk tech with Amazon, who have just launched a brand new product called the Echo Show 10 to tell us more about it and all of the accessibility features that are found in Amazon products across the range. We've got Dennis Stansbury with us from Amazon in the UK. Dennis, great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. It's always great to be here.
I'm so excited because there are new toys to talk about from Amazon. I love new toys. And this new one, the Echo Show 10, is an incredible device. I have so many questions about this. And I know our listeners do too, because, you know, the idea of a device, a smart device that can follow you around, it doesn't literally move around the house and follow you around, but it does follow you in from a static location, maybe around your kitchen or maybe around your living room. It's a very exciting concept. Can we talk a little bit about that? So for those who don't know, how does the Echo Show 10 actually work?
Yeah, so it's an exciting new device, and like, so I can give you a bit of background on it. So the Echo Show 10 is a complete reimagination of Alexa with a screen. So the Echo Show 10 moves with you, and as you interact with Alexa, keeping the screen in view or keeping you on the screen of the camera wherever you go. So you never miss a moment, or you're always framed if you're doing something like a video call. And so we think it's a really kind of a great new feature that customers will enjoy. So adding motion to Echo Show was actually an incredibly complex science problem. You know, when we're looking at this, you had to consider when, where, and how to incorporate movement into Echo Show 10 to make it feel like a natural extension of how customers experience Alexa. And of course, like all of our devices, Echo Show 10 is designed with your privacy in mind. So when the device moves, it actually uses a fusion of audio-based location and computer vision to ensure that you're always framed on screen. And as all this information is processed locally and securely on the device and deleted after you're done. And of course, you can always turn off smart motion by closing the camera shutter or adjusting the settings or actually just saying, Alexa, turn off motion.
Oh, that's interesting, right? I knew you could turn it off by voice. I didn't realize by closing the camera shutter, you can also switch off motion as well. That makes sense, right? Because then the camera can't see anything.
Exactly. And there's also a number of settings you can go into the app to adjust for specific things that you may want it to do. So for some use cases and some not.
I mean, obviously, this is designed. I'm imagining this is designed for kitchens, busy kitchens where people are moving around a lot and they want to continue on a call, but also to watch content as well. That's the key, isn't it? That it's not just about phone calls or video calls. It's about being able to continue to watch content, be it a video or perhaps you're following a recipe. There's lots of applications for this.
Yeah. So, I mean, we think it's great for the kitchen, and that's where I've been using mine. But again, we leave it up to customers to kind of decide what the use case might work for them. So as you said, one of the use cases I do for myself is in the morning when preparing breakfast, catching up on content such as American Gods, or in the evening when cooking dinner, you know, doing a video call with my family. One of the things that's also, I know that you've probably heard about show and tell, where we talked about that, the ability for Alexa to identify a common household item like a tinned good in your cabinet. And so again, it's another feature where if you say, Alexa, what am I holding? The device will turn to face you, which will help it identifying the item that would be in your hand.
And what I like about this as well is that you've really focused on, and I hear this more and more on Echo devices, is improvements in audio quality. You know, you are, of course, focusing on the visuals and the AI and all of that, but you're not forgetting the audio. This has a brilliant speaker built into it. Is that important as well for you to make sure that it's not just great visuals, but great audio?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, first, the product's designed to be voice forward and it's designed around a smart speaker. And so we always want to make sure audio quality is excellent on these. And so one of the things that's exciting about this for music, actually, the system has a front firing audio system. So with that, it means the speakers are actually directional versus omnidirectional. And so part of when the music is playing and the device being facing towards you is to actually ensure that there's optimal sound quality.
Let's talk about accessibility functions of Lady A. I keep saying that because if I say her actual name, she will spring up into life and I'll have to have a conversation with her, which means I'm ignoring you, Dennis, and that's not nice.
So I know, I've learned long ago to make sure I mute my device before going on call.
You know what? I'm going to do that right now. There we go. It's muted. So that problem is solved. But yeah, let's talk about the accessibility functions, because, you know, if you've got an Echo Dot, you are obviously focusing solely on the audio. But what's brilliant about Echo is with the screens now, you're opened up to so many other options, and people of all disabilities can benefit from Alexa.
Yeah. So, you know, again, we always talk about, you know, Amazon's mission is to be the world's most customer-centric company. And for that, you know, you can't really be the most customer-centric company unless you're thinking about all your customers. And, you know, from the beginning when working on Alexa, the idea was to develop a more natural way that people could interact with technology. And what's more natural than using your voice, right? And so we wanted to make it easier for people to get access to information, control smart home devices, make lists, and other daily tasks. And so when starting with the customers and working backwards on this, and, you know, trying to add some sort of utility, we were actually really great to see that this was so helpful for people that were blind and partially sighted, as well as people with mobility issues. And so we mentioned show and tell. And then in just the last week, we actually added a feature for call RNIB. We were excited to be able to collaborate with RNIB as part of the ongoing commitment to developing Alexa's accessibility features. And so you can now say, Alexa, call RNIB helpline. And there are a number of resources that you can get there as well, as well as screen magnifiers, voice view screen readers, and the ability to slow down or speed up the rate at which Alexa speaks.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many accessibility functions. And, you know, one thing that always surprises me and impresses me about Amazon is that you, obviously, the Echo is an audio-based device. You've built in the screen, which obviously gives a huge amount of functionality. But in turn, one of the unintended or intended consequences of that is that more people are able to access it. So someone who's deaf can have a conversation using a video call, which is absolutely fantastic, using Echo to Echo device call if they're both using a screen. But then you also have worked on technology that can help people who don't have a voice, people who use computer voices to speak on their behalf. Echo works with that as well.
Yeah. So there's a number of use cases, and we're committed to finding different ways to make Alexa accessible to everyone. And so you can actually go online. We've created a website where you can visit amazon.co.uk/Alexa accessibility. And so it's a single destination for customers to learn about Alexa accessibility with Alexa. So the hub includes both informational content, how-to guides to use Alexa accessibility features, as well as stories from Alexa customers. And we'd love to hear actually more stories. So anyone out there, if you want to send a story, you can send my Alexa story at amazon.co.uk, and we'd love to hear from you.